This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That's me growling with excitement because you're listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast in the whole goddamn world. I'm so happy for you listening out there. And I am Manu Agapian. Today, I'm joined by a person I've just met, but I think I'm in love. It's the co-host of It's Giving Fashion, artist, costume designer, and model, Tiger Lily.
Hi. Oh my God. One of my producers cracked me up because she was like introducing me saying, "Oh yeah, Tiger Lily does all the sound effects on our podcast." And I was like, "Really? That's what I'm going to be known as, a sound effect girl?"
But that is
because
so funny.
I do that.
Tell me more. You mean you're just like popping in sound effects all the time?
Yeah. You know, that's just how I am. I'm just a silly bitch. So, you know, sometimes you got to add in a little sound effect.
Oh, I'm so stupid. You know what? Weird. I mean, like, okay, I'm getting like this weird vision of like, we were friends as children. I'm getting this like vision right now. Do you know what I'm saying?
I could see it. I could see it.
You know what I mean? Like either we were or like we were supposed to have been, or like I'm getting that energy.
Okay, wait. What's your sign though?
I'm a Virgo.
Oh, my mom was a Virgo. Yes. Aww. I love Virgos. And I'm a Leo, but like I feel like a lot of things help balance me out because people hear Leo and they're like, oh shit, yeah. But no, I have like a lot of other things that help balance. But Virgos, I feel like Virgos and I really get along just because we do have that yin and yang quality.
Yeah.
So maybe that's it.
Oh, I love it. I'm here for that. And I am here to always learn because I don't, you know, you read the tarot. So you know.
Yes, I do. Yes.
You know some shit.
Yeah. Oh my God. I was reading people's cards last night. There was like a 3-3 portal that was open. We got weird. It was amazing.
I don't know what that means.
So yesterday it was March 3rd. So it's 3-3. And like it was insane because all these planets were in alignment and it was like a powerful like manifestation moment. So, and I don't know if you felt like the energy shift, and also we're heading into the spring, but it was like a cosmic event. So
I felt a little weird last night.
Yeah. So, you know, I was reading people's cards and people were having fucking, I don't know if I can swear.
No,
people
cuss. Were,
okay. Okay. I cuss a little.
Cuss, you shitty bitch.
So people were definitely like having their little epiphanies, and I get my whole life like reading people's cards. So if you ever want a card reading, just shoot me a message and I could get into it with you.
Okay. I think I just have to. I think I will. I want to know more.
Let's do it after this.
Oh my God, that's so nice of you to say. Okay, we have so much to talk about. We have to immediately jump on your exciting, it's semi-new podcast. You're hosting It's Giving Fashion with Shea Coulee.
Yes.
Tell me more about it.
It is so fun. So we have our new podcast. We talk about fashion, pop culture, and Shay and I have been besties for a hot minute now. So we just have a good old time. We're just silly old sillies, and we'd love to have a kiki. And I mean, literally, it's a dream come true. Like, I get to talk with my bestie and from the comfort of my own home. And it is just such a dream. Like, we've been having an amazing time. So I can't wait to see where it takes us. And, you know, I hope we get some cool guests on the show, stuff like that. Yeah.
I'm sure you will. I mean, it is available anywhere you get podcasts. Anywhere. Yeah. And tell me more. I haven't had the chance to listen just yet. So tell me more, like, do y'all dive into what's hot, what's not?
Sometimes we will do very topical events. So like the Grammys, red carpet, BAFTAs that just happened, you know,
and then and
course. I mean,
and she did the tang.
She did. Yeah. So we'll just like stuff like that. Sometimes we'll break down Drag Race runways. And sometimes we'll get, we'll do a deeper dive. Like we'll talk about controversy in fashion, like throughout the decades. Ooh. Or like, we actually just recorded like a size inclusivity podcast. So that will be coming out in the future. I'm not sure when, but I know I know people are waiting for it just because I am like a plus size queen. Like I have to represent for my girls. So yeah, it's really fun. And I love, like, of course I love the fluff and I love like the hot or not, but I love the meat and potatoes of fashion because it is a cultural commentary on what's going on in the world. So yeah, that's where I lock in.
I've always been a thick girl who wants to be brave enough to wear a crop top.
Yes. But
I mean, I'm the only one holding me back, but it's, but I'm holding me back from wearing the crop top.
And I totally feel that. I was never a crop top girl until like the last maybe 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And it is a matter of knowing your proportions, knowing like what works. Oh. Like if I'm going to be wearing a crop top, maybe a cute high-waisted slack or, you know, a way to style it that works for your body shape, you know? And also it is like a confidence factor too. Like, you know, it's mind-blowing because a lot of like plus size models are older, you know, whereas like the straight size models, they are on the younger side. I mean, some of them are as young as like 16 or 17 years old, and like plus size models are kind of like late 20s, you know, and it's so telling of society and like how hard it is to like get to know yourself and be comfortable in your own skin. So yeah, it's a journey. It is a journey. So I say wear the crop top. Yes. You know, the warm weather is coming up. So bust it out.
Like I'm gonna have to bust it out for summer. I'm gonna have to just do my life, do it and live my truth. I'm trying to live my truth more and more, but you know, it's a journey, you know, just like it's a journey being like, I can love my body even though my body isn't represented in porn, which is like, I don't know why porn for me is such a standard, but I think it is correlated to my adolescence. I mean,
it's so telling of like what people are quote unquote attracted to and what is like the beauty standard. So yeah, I totally get it. And like, honestly, it's also like the spaces you're in, because I wouldn't necessarily wear a crop top going out grocery shopping. You know what I mean? Because I don't feel comfortable necessarily. It depends on the day, you know? But like if I'm going out to a queer club, you know, I'm around my people, I'm at a drag event, hell yeah, I'll wear it, you know? Because people are going to be like, yes, sis, like you look amazing and uplift you. So like it's the sad reality is not everybody in the world is out here to uplift you. So you just have to find your people. And honestly, once you do find your people, that is like when it happens, you know, like when you like blossom and you're like, yeah, look at my midriff, bitch.
Like a Lily. Okay. Branding.
Yeah, like a tiger Lily. Yeah.
Tell me, what is there something in fashion that you're actually done with or done for now? Is there a generality or do you not believe in generalities like that?
You know, like I appreciate a trend, and like I think what I'm over is people just jumping on a trend just to jump on a trend. Like I feel like trends are not made for everybody. And, you know, like you just have to know your body and know like what works well for you. So like, God, like, for example, like what's coming back, low rise and mid rise pants. Like, honey, my plus size self has been waiting my whole life to like have high rise pants available everywhere. Like, let's always keep that an option, but like, let other people explore like the other rises of pants. Like, we don't need to all go there. Like I'm happy in my high rise land.
Hell yeah. I love that. Yeah. I'm not fashion. What's the word I want to use? Knowledgeable, adept. I also don't have the passion for it.
That's fair.
But yeah. I admire people when they do, because I'm like, damn, you really put that together. You really knew that Cheetah was going to go with a pink and black boot. Like, how did you know?
Cheetah and Leopard are gay neutral. So, yes, it's always going to go with everything.
Fuck. Okay. I am alive. I am living and I'm re-inspired to join on my fashion journey. So
yes.
We're going to kick this off. Let me see if I can do this correctly. I'm going to try to, we do this little thing here where we like have a little voice call in. It's our Drag Her Cry Sis hotline.
Ooh.
And I'm going to try to share my audio with you.
Okay.
So, let me get that. We might have to cut this out a bit, Clem, but I'll make a note. We'll make a note. How do we do this? Advanced sharing. Oh, maybe that's it. Okay, computer audio. Let me know if you can hear this.
Okay.
Can you hear that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, great. So here we go. We're going to answer this question. Clem, I guess you can edit this or not. Here we go.
Hi, Monel. This is Noah in Hollywood. I'm a huge fan of the show. I've been listening to you for 4 years. Love all your cuntmentary. I just want to say for this season, my top three are Lux Noir London, Sasha Colby, and Selena Estides. I just have a question for you that I want your thoughts on. As a straight ally who loves Drag Race and loves, you know, drag culture and whatnot, is it okay or problematic of me that I just go all the time? Like, I started watching Drag Race at season 10, got super hooked, and it's just kind of rubbed off on my personality in that way. Like, whenever I'm shocked or gooped and gagged, I just go all the time, like in the office, and maybe sometimes people give me a little weird look. I don't know. Just want your thoughts on that. Oh, and before I go, I have a Trinity joke. Here it is. Howdy, y'all. My name's Trinity the Tuck, and tonight you'll be gagging on me. Because with this much plastic, I'm a choking hazard. Ah, I'm plastic. I'm Trinity. All right. Bye, guys.
That was Noah.
Thank you for being an ally. Wow.
Thank you for being an ally. What a good. And remember, if you want to ask or ask a question or give us your hot take on Drag Race, call us at 305-814-DRAG and leave a message. That's 305-814-3724. Okay, Tiger Lily, is it problematic for a straight ally to go all the time?
I think a little bit. Yeah, it is a little cringe. I'm not going to lie. Like,
Giving us the truth.
Yeah. And like, I'm just trying to put myself in a scenario where there are straight people, which is rare. and just thinking like if a straight ally was, we were having a kiki with like, you know, me and my girls and mm-hmm. a straight ally like tongue popped in front of me, I would be like cringe. Like it would, like maybe if I knew them more, it uh-huh. would be more acceptable. And I'd be like, oh, that's just their personality. But just coming into it like blind, mm-hmm. I would be like, oh no, girl, no. And it's also like, you know, like tongue pops and a lot of like drag slang is stolen from, you know, the
black culture.
Yeah, black culture. So it's yeah. like, it also like, if you're, you know, not a melanated person doing that, it makes it even more cringe. So there are things that we can take from Drag Race and use in like our normal vernacular, but it is a little on the cringy side. So I would watch it. Just like, love you, sis. Thank you for being an ally. But like, just be very mindful of like who you are and where these things originate from, because, you know, we're here to teach the children. This is a teaching moment. Like, I get mm-hmm. it. It's so exciting. It's like, it becomes part of you because it's just, you know, you love the show so much and you just mm-hmm. want to be a part of it, but not everything mm-hmm. is for you. You can appreciate things and kind of leave them there and like, you know, applaud them when they come up, but maybe that's not exactly for you, you know?
Tiger Lily, I think that's a beautiful answer. I think that's a beautiful, I think that's really nice. Yes, Noah, thank you for asking. I think that's a really nice way to say like, thank you for being here. Thank you for seeing us. But if you are cis and het, it really might be in your best interest to show your love in ways that maybe aren't, injecting yourself in a dialect.
And
once you know someone for a month, you can do a tongue pop around them and then see what their reaction
is.
Yes,
in a controlled environment. Like if we were out at the bar club watching Drag Race and that happened, I would definitely side-eye you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I know. I would also be like, this gentleman a straight or a gay?
Right.
I think you give really beautiful advice. Why not give some space to your friends who normally don't have space by letting them come to you?
Yeah, for sure.
Good question. Thanks, Noah.
Thanks, Noah. So,
Noah, you're amazing. Thank you for listening. And that Trinity joke was great.
Yes! That was really good.
I do miss Trinity on our screens. I miss her. What a silly one.
She is a silly bitch. God.
Silly. So, Tiger Lily, how are you enjoying this season of RuPaul's Drag Race season 15?
Oh, I'm loving this season. It's just so nice to have like a current season on because it just gives me so much life. And it is our sports, you know, like I really love like seeing the runways and seeing this like new generation of queens. Isn't this like the youngest cast that we've ever had, like collectively?
Definitely.
So it like drag has changed so much. I mean, even in the span of Drag Race, we're on season 15, like, geez, like it has just evolved and it's so reflective of what's going on in the world, where we're, you know, what's happening in fashion. Like, remember when drag was just like, it was just drag. It was just like people dressing up in silly costumes.
Yes.
And now it's like fashion, runway, like so much inspiration.
There was a period where it was just like, okay, early Drag Race, it could be gorgeous, gigantic gowns. And mm-hmm. then it could also be just passing.
Yes.
And now it is so much more.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm thoroughly enjoying this season. Like, I mean, Sasha Colby is just giving me all the life. I love her so much. And you know what else I love this season is the culture of reading. I love that that's present in the workroom.
Yes.
And that Mistress Isabel, because like, obviously, Drag Race, we know the fandom is so wild and they're going to jump on your throats and like just be on it and be like, oh, you're bullying. But I mean, honestly, reading is fundamental. We say that for a reason, because you have to have a thick skin when you're in drag. And if you can't cut up with your sisters in the dressing room, like, honey, you're going to have a hard time out there because it's going to be way worse out in the real world.
It's boot camp. It's boot camp. It's fun. Yes. It's stupid. It's also like taking the seriousness out of these insults and shit.
Yes.
Being like, it actually, here's a mind fuck. The rhetoric of drag is also showcasing that the world is drag and that like even our language can be basically by our design. So I guess what I'm saying is it's like everything's made up, including my gender illusion. Get over it.
I mean, literally, RuPaul says we're all born naked and the rest is drag. Like, hello. There's a reason why we say all these things. Yeah. I feel like the fandom does take things a little too seriously. This is just like, I love that Mistress has brought this energy in and she is just reading the girls and keeping them on their toes. And there also is that shady side, that more pageant culture side of drag. I mean, this is a pageant. This is a competition. So
Mistress wasn't here, what would be happening? Number one, would this season be without Mistress?
Hello. Yeah. She's just giving me all the life. I love her.
Sasha Colby is a pink, like Sasha Colby is a penguin watching the Titanic sink. I mean, she is.
That's hilarious.
Relaxed. She is chilling, literally. Mm-hmm. And everyone else is like, oh my God, I don't know what's happening.
Oh my God. And you know what it gives a callback to? Remember on Bianca Del Rio's season when she was not bothered. And we
not
knew,
bothered.
Like, I mean, I knew going into this bitch is going to win, like, obviously.
Yeah.
And like of course, they have to throw like some adversity her way, you know, like, and it was just so whatever, you know, but like, that is the vibes I'm getting from Sasha Colby. Like, she is not threatened. She not is so sure of herself, and just being a trans woman, like, oh, I just love her commentary. Just even talking about how it's a blessing to even be alive as like a trans woman, as a trans person, like,
and to be that, a happy, healthy trans woman on TV.
Like, we need more like trans success stories. So I am so here for Sasha Colby being on our televisions.
Trauma's
every week.
Out.
Yes.
You want to talk about a fashion forecast? Trauma's out.
Yes.
That doesn't mean we don't all have trauma, but let us tell our stories like in a way that isn't just like, I'm gay.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
What do you believe? How do you feel about the Miss Spice going home and twin curse?
You know, it was definitely her time. I love Sugar and Spice. I think they are so exciting. I love that they are representing this new age of like bedroom queens and like social media queens. And I mean, clearly these bitches know about branding and they know their audience. And like, yes, they have their little canned bits and everything that they get read for. But my God, like, I love watching them and they're so sweet and like pure. They are really pure. And I honestly thought Sugar went home way too early. I wanted to see more of her, but I get why they did that. So like Spice could like shine on her own and everything. But I mean, their makeup, their looks, like they're both going to be on All Stars at some point. And I can't wait to see like their evolution and, you know, give them a little more variety in their style, maybe get more references, because drag is all about references. And the best drag queens just are incredibly intelligent and they can pull these references from like different decades, different, you know, genres and everything. And I think once both those girls get more experience, life experience under their belts, they're going to come back and we aren't going to be ready for them. So I'm very excited to see them.
I agree. I could see them being so successful, like launching a makeup line. I don't mean that, not that they have to, but like, they are so talented, and I could see that for them. They have a following, and their mugs are just stunning at such a young age. And yeah, I'm excited for them to become, honestly, ruder. I feel like they're so polite in a way that's like, I identify with that, because I know a younger me was too polite when I didn't know how to like take space.
Yes. No, that's so true. And I think Mistress Isabel, like, adopting both of them as, like, her drag daughters, I think she's definitely going to toughen them up a little bit. So I live for that.
Okay, we're going to talk about Lucy LaDuca losing her LaDuca. But first, silence, Tiger Lily. I feel like taking a break.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Bring back my break. We are talking Lucy LaDuca, who's won 3 challenges.
Oh, God, girl.
Diva.
Oh. Honey.
Diva, mama, daughter, huntress. You have not won 3 challenges. How many times do we have to say a mini challenge win is not a win?
Nah. Yeah, that was cringe to watch. And, you know, at first, honestly, I really was rooting for Lucy. Like, even when she bombed the talent show, yeah, I was like, there's something about her I really like. And then she like blew us all away with her snatch game. And I was like, yeah, yes, this bitch is it. And like, her body is right. She knows like her proportion. She knows her brand. Like, and she's very, it's so weird because she's so self-aware in that aspect. But then she's like, so, I wouldn't say delusional because, but like, there's, you have to be likable.
You have to be likable.
Yeah. And
that's the charisma of cunt.
Yes. And she just is almost entitled. She's just feeling like, oh, like she can't see other people excel. And that's really not a cute look. And it's rough to watch.
Be present.
Yeah. And like this last episode, like where, you know, she thought she was going to like do better. I'm sorry, not this last episode. But
well, pick an episode because she thought she was going to be doing better.
I know, right? And like, I honestly live for the girls like edging on her. Like being like, she is about to snap, you know, like, I mean,
it's also like, just scream, either just scream or just cry, because this in between is killing you and us.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely trying to save face right now because she really is truly pissed and she doesn't get it. And honestly, I'm here for watching it unravel, like not in like a malicious way, but it is very entertaining. Like it is adding like this undercurrent of animosity to this season, which makes it so exciting to watch. So,
and it's hurting her. Like she could go home before the top four now. I feel she could go home for the top four because now it's like she's not giving us anything to chew, or the edit is not giving us anything to chew on that's just fun, likable, goofy, cluck like a chicken, do something.
I know. And there really is, you know, at some point in the competition, the girls are going to be asked who should get sent home. And don't you think all the girls are just going to throw her under the bus? Like, you need to come into this more strategically. Like, you need to have your allies. You need to have your sisters. And she is not really uplifting her other sisters right now. So right there, that just shows you you're not deserving of a crown, because the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race has to be so well-rounded, likable, you know, and just be there for her sisters. And like, how are you going to reign over for an entire season if you're not those things, you know? So I feel like she really has shot herself in the foot at this point. And there really is no redemption for Lucy at this point, unfortunately. And she, and you know what? She's going to come back on All Stars as like the villain, you know, and she's going to have her moment. Yeah. I would love that. I mean,
be a villain.
Yes. Honestly, if she just stepped her pussy up and just went full villain, I would fucking live. Like, I would be like, hell yeah, Team Lucy, let's go. Like,
hell yeah.
Like, that's literally her alter ego is like Lucifer, LaDuca, you know?
Oh my
like,
God.
Let's
Lucifer
go.
LaDevil. Okay. Okay. We figured out her evolution. That's,
yes.
Bitch, you're at level 50. Go ahead and evolve, baby, because you can't fit in this Pokeball no more.
I mean, she's so talented, though. I want to root for her. That's the thing. She's so freaking talented. Her comedic timing. And obviously, she slayed this interview portion. Like, that's so her tease. I could see her moving on and being like one of the red carpet girls that are interviewing people like, hey, what are you wearing? Like, literally Joan Rivers style.
It's like, such a mind fuck because she was good in this challenge.
Yes.
And this challenge is about being present and relaxing in the moment.
Yeah.
And she can't do that in the show she's on because she was on a show in a show.
Yeah. And, you know, like, I will say, like, obviously she's stressed. Like, this is an extremely stressful situation. And, like, even though
she's
it is
a pair
like
of jeans from the 90s because she is stressed.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, even though it's like, oh, it's a new day in the workroom, a new week in the workroom. It's like literally the last day, you know, it's like the timeline is skewed. So it's like, I get it. She's just kind of crumbling under the pressure of this competition. So, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, she really is. And let's go ahead and talk about this challenge, which was full chaos in every way.
Yes.
I think I love it, but not because it was a good display of anyone's talent. I think I love it because it was just, when Drag Race is Mario Party, when Drag Race is just chaos and no, it's not merit-based. It's just chaos and what do you do with chaos?
Yes. This challenge threw me back to like early seasons of Drag Race, which I love, where it's just like kind of pointless, but like, we're along for the ride. And I, you know, like Love Connie and Charo, I felt were very chaotic. And I felt like Frankie Grande was definitely the easiest interviewer or interviewee. Like, I feel like everyone who interviewed Frankie got off really easy.
Which may have hurt them because there may have been less to play with.
Yeah. But I mean, Sasha slayed the challenge. Like, I love that she just played along. Just threw the cards and was like, all right, Charo, let's go. Yeah, she handled it perfectly. It was beautiful.
Just throwing the cards, go with it, be stupid. When Charo starts clucking, cluck with her. Like, just have fun. Who cares?
Yes. Like,
it's like Snatch Game. In that way, it's like Snatch Game. Like, throw away what you thought you were doing and, like, play with that person. Like, with Rue. The people who win Snatch Game are the people who are playing with Rue in the moment.
Totally. Yeah. And, like, I know for a fact they like told these interviewees like just go nuts, you know,
make
like
it Love, hard for them.
Yes. Love Connie was just like balls to the walls, like off her rocker.
Oh my gosh,
and
she's so funny.
She is so funny. But I mean, how do you interview her? Like she like Selena has titties. Like I don't know. This challenge was so hard. Like just her being able to stop somebody who's like in the middle of talking, like I see her challenge, and it was unfortunate, honestly.
Improv. So I'm an improv geek, so I'll always give the advice, like when someone is going to be absurd, just match them. You know, they call it peas in a pod, just match them. It's like the movie Dumb and Dumber or Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion.
Yes.
Those pairs are better comedy duos because they're doing the same stupid thing together. So it's like, just join in on the stupidity. Don't try to bring logic to the stupidity.
Yeah. And honestly, that was what Malaysia Baby Doll Fox, she was trying to like add some reason to what was going on. And
yeah.
It was just so hard to watch her. I mean, she struggled so much with this challenge. And you could tell she was like a shrinking violet. You could just tell she was like defeated going into the challenge.
Totally.
And it was just, I felt so bad, like honestly, which is not like what you want to feel for a Drag Race contestant. Cause you're like, oh honey, like you're in over your head. And I wanted so much more for Malaysia, you know, like being a plus size girl.
I know. And I like Malaysia. And I don't even know if she did the worst, frankly, but they were done with her apparently. But take that bob off your head and start tossing it like a pizza dough or
something.
Let the pizza dough fall on your head. Something stupid. I don't know.
I think she's afraid to like just look bad, you know, to be stupid, you know, and like she clearly does take her drag very seriously. And this was not a serious challenge. So, I mean, that's where the challenge comes in, you know?
This is so stupid. We're watching right now Lux driving around with Love Connie.
Oh my God, I loved this.
with that, some producer put a Love Connie sticker on the front of the golf cart for some reason. I was like, what the fuck is happening? But I thought, had a good time.
Yeah, Lux handled it so well. And she did exactly what you said, like met her energy and just went with it. If it wasn't Sasha that won this challenge, it would have been Lux for me. Like, she really...
Yeah, a lot of people were saying, like, why wasn't she placed higher? Or, yeah. I guess, yeah. But God, yeah, I it was hard to... from my watching, I was like, oh, yeah, it's like, who is Sasha and who else, I guess? Who else? It's Sasha.
I thought maybe
Lucy, if they were going to go in that way, but the producers knew they weren't going to give it to Lucy.
Yeah, there was no way. And like she did receive like high praise, but yeah, there was just storyline alone. They're like, nah, Lucy's not getting it.
I was surprised Mistress couldn't cut up or so from what we thought, like Mistress wasn't comfortable kind of cutting up and talking about, you know, your prolapsed ass and your shitty cupcake and your vaginas.
Yeah, I honestly was shocked that Mistress did so poorly in this challenge because you would think like she's such a hilarious bitch and like she couldn't just throw a joke. I think she was just honestly so taken aback. And especially if their group went first. I mean, they presented it first. Who knows if they actually filmed it first? But like, you don't know what to expect, you know? So yeah, I was shocked too. Like I was expecting more.
Tell them like, hey, like your job is to make this feel like a real interview. Like, is there any world where the producers were like honestly throwing them up by being like, this is a real interview, make it feel like a real interview?
They probably did that, honestly. Like, right? Come on, sabotage. Like, I mean, they had cue cards. Like, they were trying to make it like it was a very straightforward thing, but...
Right.
Yeah, sabotage.
Sabotage. I think so. It's that weird thing where, like, to win the challenge is actually by breaking the rules, but only people, certain people like Sasha Colby understood that, or it was just like, okay.
Yeah.
This is a trick. These cards are a trick. Get them out of me.
Yeah. Oh my God. And you know what? Like, we haven't even mentioned Marsha. And I feel like that's so telling.
Nor the show has mentioned her, which is frustrating because I think she's really talented.
I think she's super talented too. And I've seen her like at her shows in New York and she is such an amazing energy, such a great performer. But she, you know, standing next to these other girls who are like drag queens, you know, like,
yeah.
I feel like, you know, she does need more time to cook and marinate. Like, I could totally see her, you know, it's interesting because she is like a Broadway theater kid, you know, and there are so many like theater kids that end up becoming drag queens, you know, to get their name out there and stuff. But I feel like first they're a theater kid and then they're a drag queen. And then I do feel like Marsha does kind of fall in there, but you know, give her a couple years, give her like some money to play with and get some like costumes made, get like watch some YouTube tutorials and get that makeup up. And she has so much potential. I really don't think this is her time. But, you know, she has done some cute things on the show, you know, like her lip sync in the Lollapalooza.
Yeah, she's so talented. Her talent show was one of my favorites.
Yes, it was so good. And that's why I was so excited to watch her. I was like, all right, she may not give us like the looks that we want, but wow, she can dance. She's a visionary, you know, like I was excited to see what she produced. But yeah, it's been very lackluster on this show, unfortunately.
And then based on this edit that I saw, I would have probably put her in the bottom if for no other reason for her to do a lip sync and then, I don't know, see her on the television show that she's on. See her.
Seriously.
She's been safe for 10 weeks. Is that true? She's been safe. Or maybe she was high the first week and it's episode 10. Safe for 10 weeks. Fuck off.
Yeah. And then you have like Selena lip syncing like every episode, you know? Right. So it's like, yeah, I would love to see at least throw her in the bottom. Yes. Throw her in the bottom and make her lip sync, you know, like let's see what she can do. Yeah. She's been getting a rough edit, unfortunately.
Give her some story. Hot take. Okay. Now we're talking to Frankie Grande. I don't believe Frankie Grande's leg blow up story.
Yeah.
I don't believe.
It was weird. And then Rue was trying to set it up. I wonder what the real story is there. Like, clearly, maybe they just needed to, like, feed him an outrageous story just for...
I think so.
Yeah, just for the show. Something that was so weird and, like, something that no one would really question. But here we are questioning it.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's, like... Because I think this whole challenge is, like we said, like, it's actually just giving them insanity to bounce off of. And what do you do with it?
Yeah, like the stretching, like what the hell?
What the fuck is that? And it's so funny that like some girls got proper set pieces, like you get to drive around in a golf cart, fun, and you're walking around trailers. Like, and that's not an even match.
Yeah, this was weird for me. This was really weird.
So weird.
The and steps.
But, so dumb.
Yeah, so dumb. And honestly, Anitra, like, I'm glad she's getting more airtime in the last, like, two episodes. She has had more like confessional moment. Yeah, no, I love Anitra too, and she looks so gorgeous in their little like interview part. Like, she looks stunning. And
she's
top
four for
and
me.
She and she can sew, she can design, like I love that. I mean, she's super talented.
Confessionals are natural as fuck.
Yes, like, yes.
Not she overproduced.
And you know, she isn't the boldest and the loudest like in the room, but I like that girls like Anitra this late in the season are now getting their moment to, like, you know, you can tell she's feeling more comfortable, she's getting more confident, and she's like seeing all the other girls in the room and she's like, all right, you know what, I have a shot at this, and I'm living for it.
Oh yeah, she has a huge shot at winning this whole thing. I mean, to me, if I had to pick a top three, it's what, Anitra, Sasha, Mistress.
Ooh, okay. I would throw Lux in the mix too.
That would be an amazing top four.
Yeah, she's my wild card for sure. I know she is like a low key baby queen, but she's
amazing.
Yeah, she is amazing, and she's so funny. Oh my god, I love all her. Like, I live for her in the mirror, just being like, God, I'm gorgeous. You know, just like, and it's so genuine, and I'm like, it's just so joyful and. You know, I live for that.
It reminds me of Naomi Smalls in a sense, you know, because it's like young, absolutely fucking stunning, fashion inspired, and will only become more of a monster. But she could win this season. I mean, I wouldn't rule it out.
I mean, I don't think she's going to beat Sasha Colby, but who knows?
Is Sasha Colby too, like, okay, we all know that winning too many challenges sometimes is bad luck on this show.
Yeah.
Your amazing co-host and friend, Shay Coulee, knows that too well.
She knows, yeah.
Is winning too many times going to hurt the story, the underdog of it all?
See, and that's where, I think in the next upcoming weeks, we are going to see Sasha face some adversity, whether that be produced or not. Maybe they purposely will. Like, what challenges have we not had yet? Like a musical or like a live singing? Oh, no, we did have a live singing challenge, kind of, right? It wasn't live, but it was like
next week.
Okay.
It sounds like.
I guess we'll see how she does. I don't necessarily think Sasha is going to be the top of the top when it comes to a roast. I feel like that
I
is
probably. So
I think that's probably going to be Lucy or Mistress's week to take it. You know, and maybe that's when Sasha's going to face her adversity and she's going to have to lip sync for her life or something. I just know like Sasha's record has been too good, and I totally agree with you. Like, she needs like a little.
She needs some lows.
Yeah, she needs some lows just to secure her crown. But
let's see her lip sync, because the bitch is sending somebody home.
Yes. Oh my god, the hair tosses. I'm so glad they did the Lollapalooza SmackDown, because I've been waiting to see Sasha lip sync.
Oh my god. I'm gonna make
and that ponytail.
Oh god. Also doing a ponytail and not being messy with it. I was like, God, that is some pro shit.
Yeah.
Prediction next week. Anitra and Sasha are in the bottom, and they both stay. That's my prediction.
Oh, I would love that. Oh, I want to see it.
Why not? They're a stunning. They're so good at lip syncing. Why not? And I don't know if they'll be able to stand up in a roast situation. I could be wrong.
You know what? Part of me thinks like Anitra is going to slay at the roast. Like, I don't know.
I love that.
I could see it. Like, she's just been waiting all season. Like, it's been a hot minute since she's like been on top like that. So like, yeah, I could see it for her. I'm manifesting it for her.
Let's manifest it. And while we're at it, let us take another break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Bring back my break. We are now here at the main stage. We're going to talk these looks, including RuPaul's main stage look. What did you think?
You know, it wasn't the most exciting look for me. I think she looks beautiful. It is a little on the safe side for Mama Ru.
The hair
was not it for me. The hair looked like a little undone. Like, I kind of wish it was either bigger on top or had more of a triangle shape to the bottom, because it's not giving. Or maybe the neckline needs to be like more of an off the shoulder or something. Yeah, it was not my favorite. Because sometimes when Rue comes out, I am screaming. I'm like,
yeah. Ah!
Like, oh my God, you know, because her beauty is just, I mean, it's not like she looks bad by any means. I mean, she
still
looks stunning, but it's not my favorite Rue look. Mm-hmm. But she has been switching it up a lot this season, giving us different silhouettes, showing us more leg, which I appreciate.
I do appreciate that. And I like it. I definitely like it. But you're right. It's not breaking ground. But I mean, I don't know. I kind of like it. I like the hair. I like the flowers. It's, you know, she never looks bad.
Yeah, she never looks bad. And I don't know, maybe if the silver was like a more brilliant, like, I mean, it is shining right there.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't bad.
Silhouette. It's just like, that's a
very classic. Yeah. It's giving me very like Vanna White silhouette, you know, like very, very classic. Yeah.
Before I forget, T.S. Madison and Michelle look stunning as well. But before I forget, can we quickly talk before we get to these runway looks? Can we talk about the Sasha Fierce? The Sasha
Fierce
origin story. I could see it. But I really lived when Mistress said, I don't know about that, sis. Like,
sounds like a fairy tale or whatever she said. Yeah.
I just, again, it's like, who cares? Again, we're talking about how drag is part of our language. It's like, either way, you hit the nail on the head with what someone is thinking. As stunning as Sasha Colby is, I was thinking, I don't know about that, sis.
Yeah. I mean, I love like the delusion. I don't, I mean, it could be, but it most likely is not.
Sure.
But I mean, I like, I live, like I live for her sharing that little tidbit and shouting out Beyonce. Who knows? Maybe Beyonce will bring her on tour and like Sasha
Hell
will have
yeah.
her moment.
Because Sasha does a lot of Beyonce in her routines and unbelievably good at Beyonce, mm-hmm. which is a very hard artist to lip sync
yes.
and do justice to.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I would live for Sasha, Colby, Beyonce meet up sometime. And, yeah, I'd get my whole life.
I think it's going to happen.
Yes.
I think it's going to happen. So let's chirp and burp these looks. I'm so glad you're here as a fashion expert. If we like a look, we chirp it. And if we're like not as in love, we'll burp it.
Okay.
Because we're the only Drag Race podcast available. So it's important that we do this.
Yes.
Yes. 90,000 Beyoncés. Let's talk Lux Noir London.
Oh, that's a chirp, 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 chirp.
It's gorgeous. It's stunning. Apparently, it's a Rue. You know, Rue has worn either this exact Bob Mackie look or a version of this Bob Mackie look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like when you reference Bob Mackie in front of RuPaul, it's always going to be a chirp because
yeah,
Rue is of that era of drag and opulence. And Bob Mackie is like...
Opulence.
Opulence. And
you
Bob Mackie is like...
Everything. That's it. Keep going.
Yeah. You know, like Bob Mackie is like truly like daddy when it comes to like stage costumes.
And daddy.
No, he is. He is.
No, I mean, he is. He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He designed for fucking Barbie, bitch.
Yes. And I mean, Cher, Diana Ross, like all the greats. And I think she looks fabulous. I mean, she's really working it. I mean, the colors are great on her. You know, she just turned it. I mean, Lux is always going to deliver on a runway.
Yeah, she's always looked amazing. The makeup is gorgeous. The hair is gorgeous.
Yes.
It's a chirp.
And she knows it. That's the thing. She knows it. You can tell that little wink. She's like, I know I'm that bitch. She's like, in this moment, Lux was Beyonce. So I love that for her. Go Lux.
And have your moment.
Yes.
Have your moment.
Yes.
It was a chirp. Oh my God. Mistress Isabel Brooks, shut the fuck up.
I was screaming when I saw this. Like, this is drag, honey. This is a drag.
Giving us the Destiny Child puppets on her shoulder while also looking absolutely stunning. You better fucking work.
Oh, that green eye on her. Holy shit. She looks so good. Like, honestly, the Muppet puppets, chirp, chirp, chirp. Like, she really did that. And it's so weird. It's so weird and bizarre. Like, if we saw this and didn't know it was a Beyonce runway, would we love it? Probably not. Like, fashion-wise, you know, but just the thought behind it, the story behind it is so good and so stupid. Like,
also, why not let her lip sync? Like, she had the puppets. We knew she was going to give us a show. We knew we were going to laugh. Why not let her lip sync?
Right. And I would have lived if she did lip sync and then she could like control the puppets too, where they had a little automation in there where she could like pull them and they'd be like yapping too. Like, that would have been sickening. So missed opportunity there.
Missed opportunity production. It is such a chirp. I love her. Jesus Christ, this green look. Okay, Selena Estetis giving Mamaroo Golden Globes. I mean,
yeah,
Grammys.
That was cute. That was cute. This is a chirp for me. I think she looks beautiful.
Gorgeous.
I mean, you know, it's interesting when they do these Night of a Thousand insert diva name here, because like girls will get red for doing like their own interpretation on looks, you know, when it's not like an exact replica. So I feel like the girls this time around really did try to just like exactly emulate you know, what the look
was.
And I mean, she literally is wearing the exact same dress that Beyonce is wearing. She looks stunning.
It's gorgeous.
I love the twist with the chia pets with RuPaul.
I clocked that too. I was like, those are the chia heads. I clocked that too.
And like the hair, I love that, you know, she made the gorgeous hair bigger hair and more drag than what Beyonce's was. I think she looks great. Like this.
She looks wonderful.
This may be the best Selena has looked on the runway.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Her proportions are wonderful.
Yes. Yes. And honestly, that's the biggest problem that I've had with previous runways. Even though Selena has great ideas, she doesn't really know her proportions just yet.
Yeah.
And I feel like because her persona being like, you know, like a Chola East LA girl, you know, like she kind of strays away from glamour, but when she does glamour, she does it so well. So I hope that she sees this and is like, holy shit, I am that bitch. And I hope this can help her bring more of this like high drag into her looks. Yeah,
I bet. Because I mean, you know, there's no way to prepare yourself to see yourself on 4K, like TV than to be on TV.
Totally.
But it's a chirp.
Yeah, chirp for sure.
Sasha Kobe.
Oh, yeah. This was a chirp
too. Tiny body, yaddy yaddy.
Yes. I love how she was like, I'm serving body because I'm the only one who can. And I was like,
fuck.
Bitch, yes. You better let him know. Yeah.
You better let him know.
She slayed this. I mean, she literally looks just like Beyonce, you know? So I don't know. It is like what I was just talking about, you know, your interpretation of the diva versus an exact replica. So like, yeah, this is like an exact replica.
Also, controversial take. Is Sasha Colby bringing back hard front wigs? Because I'm here for it. She's proving you can wear a hard front.
You know what though? But she also has hair. Like she has longer hair. So she can like do these styles and style them in a different way. Not all the queens have like long hair that you can snatch back. But that's funny. She's a queen for the people. She said drag queen is for everybody.
There you go. We're not throwing away our hard fronts because they're beautiful and we're going to use them. It's a chirp for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Unbelievable. And the dance moves on top of that. Okay, Marsha, what do you think?
Oh, God. Okay, so...
green and maroon number.
One, I thought this was such a weird Beyonce look to pick.
It is such a weird look.
Like, what a weird look. Like, a one-up runway. I mean, Beyonce, like, yes, of course she looks gorgeous. But, like, you know, Marsha, she picked a darker green. Like,
so
if it was, like, a brighter green, like how Beyonce's original dress was, it would make more sense to me.
It reminds me of when Heidi, remember when Heidi was like, here's a look that Michelle Visage wore? Her on the set of her British movie. And it's like, sure, it's a thing she has worn before, but why?
Yeah, it was just such a weird choice from the bat. Like, why not give us a music video look, something that everyone has seen, something that is referenced again in pop culture? So just off the bat, it was a burp, like, because like it was not.
Why didn't anyone do Run the World? I think Run the World is one of my favorite looks of hers, that like post-apocalyptic fierce look.
Like, it's Beyonce. You have so much to choose from and you choose the title, red carpet. Who even has title? Who has title? No one ever. So like, yeah, this was just, I feel like she was just doomed from the get-go. And and like, why is the green such a sad green?
It
like,
is matte. It is. Yeah. And I don't even know. Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
It's like an evergreen instead of being like a bright, beautiful emerald green.
And they called her safe. I'm confused. Why did they call her safe when we got nothing in the challenge? And this was like,
yeah, that's a storyline thing for sure. Like, she should have been in the bottom for this. Like, you know, I will say her makeup is looking better. It is looking more like more effort has been put in and everything.
Sure.
And you know, she was really living for her hair. I'm not like in love with the hair, but it's fine. You know, it's fine. But that's not what
burp it to be mean.
Yeah. Let's burp that one.
Okay, wonderful. Anitra, on the run tour, sort of a gold mini with a giant purple cloak. What do you think?
I'm gonna do a soft burp on this one, not a hard burp. Obviously we know the reference, like she is definitely serving Beyonce at the drag brunch. You know, and like Beyonce's look of this is so expensive and so encrusted with like jewels and stones. And I mean, like clearly Anitra is wearing a bodycon dress that has like little sparkles on it. Mm-hmm. It was just not it for me. I mean, she was definitely serving it. She was trying to work that cape and everything. And I applaud her for that. But it was not giving me
Beyonce.
It was
not showstopping. It was not.
And it's like, this was such an iconic look. So there's no reason why it shouldn't have been Beyonce, but it was not.
I can't believe people didn't pick more funny early Destiny Child looks. Like,
hello.
I would have picked more of those funny, like denim crisscross Tina Knowles originals. Like, why
hello.
The fuck not?
I would have definitely gone for a Tina Knowles original. Absolutely.
How funny. Because then you get funny points too. But this, unfortunately, has to stand up against a garment which clearly costs thrice
thousands.
The amount this.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
I guess a soft burp. Sorry, bitch.
Yeah, just a little burp.
Malaysia Baby Doll Fox.
Okay.
I like this.
I do like this. I think she looks really good. I love the hair on her. And like,
gorgeous.
Yeah, the hair is giving me Beyonce. It's giving me like triple stacked human hair.
I like the makeup.
Yeah.
I mean, eyes.
She looks beautiful. I wish the crotch was tighter. Not going to lie.
There's some space.
There's some space. And you also see her panty in the back too. You see that? Like, give us more cheek, girl? Like, I want to see those cheeks. Like,
you got,
you know, like, I would say this is a soft chirp for me. I see the reference. She's definitely giving me Beyonce. Like, if I saw this at a drag show, I would be screaming my face off because we know what she's serving. Literally, I think the hair is really what saves it for me. Like, but the fit issues, you know, and it is hard, like being a big girl in padding, wearing a leotard, you know, like there are definitely things challenges that I'm willing to give you a lot of credit for. But overall, like, I would definitely chirp her, but it's a softer chirp than previous chirps.
I agree. It's still like excited, fundamentally excited me. So
yes,
it's a chirp.
Yes. The energy was Beyonce for sure.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm sorry. I just got a little sneak peek of Lucy LaDuca doing the pregnancy reveal from Love on Top.
Yeah.
Should we pray? Would you? I think we should pray. I think we should take a break to pray.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, talk to me, Diva. Talk to me. I don't know what to. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
You know where it loses itself for me? Like, this is a hard silhouette because Lucy is always going to want to serve you her classic Lucy LaDuca body. She wants to serve you hourglass. And like, obviously look at Beyonce, like hers was so high-waisted, like clearly pregnant. And Lucy wasn't giving us like pregnant fantasy. I don't know. Like, it was just off for me. The waist was too nipped. I don't know. It was not it.
It's not exciting to me. Like,
and like
also,
the hair,
the pregnancy bump is too small.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I agree. And her hair and makeup was not it for me. Also, and the judges were praising her for this. And I was like, this was a burp for me.
It's a burp, dog.
Yeah.
I mean, just like Beyonce's actual pregnancy belly, this is fake as fuck.
This was rough. But you know what? Let me say, like, props to RuPaul's Drag Race for finally like doing a woman of color, a black queen, you know, for this Night of a Thousand.
Right.
Divas.
There's been a lot of white
because
divas.
Yes, there's been like Dolly Parton, Madonna. Like who else have they
Vanna.
Done? Oh yeah, that was so random. But like, you know, that has been something that the girl, yeah, that's been something that the girls have like wanted, you know, like why does it always have to be a white queen? So like I don't know, maybe Lucy was having a challenge presenting a black queen, you know, the iconography of a black queen, you know, being a white drag queen. So
it's
there's
possible.
That.
But again, but yeah, if you're funny, why not pick something funny? Like
it was
on.
A weird choice. Yeah, she had so much to choose from. She had so much to choose from.
So much to choose from.
Yeah.
I would even do, I don't know. It would even be more funny to be like, oh, I'm going to do the look she did when she was on the Tyra show. And Tyra was asking her Slay on Say Knowles and she was confused.
Yeah. Or like a movie character she played, she could have
Foxy Cleopatra.
Yeah. Well, that would have been problematic with like the afro, but if she was able to do it in a way, but you know what I mean? Like, what is that other movie that she was in where she was like the estranged wife and like
Enough? Was that Enough?
Yeah, she could have came
another.
Yeah, no. Whatever, you guys know what we're talking about. If she came like in like a boxer fighting look and like did a campy spin on it or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just so many. The choice was weird. It was a weird choice for Beyonce.
It was very weird.
So
alas,
that's a burp.
Alas, that's a burp. And Sasha wins. Fine by me. I love Sasha. Sure. To me, I don't know who else would have won or based on the footage they showed me.
Right.
But I would have picked a totally different bottom for sure.
Yeah,
probably.
Absolutely. Yeah. It would
honestly,
have been
Marsha Mistress and let Mistress send Marsha home. That's just me.
I think Malaysia definitely did worse than Mistress for me. So it would have been Malaysia and Marsha for me in the bottom. And then Marsha send Malaysia home, you know, and give Marsha that moment. Because Selena has been lip syncing for her life. Like, give the girl a break. She didn't do as bad as some of the other girls. And I feel like Selena's runway, like, does runway count for anything anymore? Selena's runway was definitely better than Marsha's.
I don't think runway counts. Which is unfortunate. I wish it did more.
Yeah, same. So
it's based on the story they want to tell. And again, when they ask Malaysia, like, what's going on with you? Just like when Robin said, I like being safe. Don't say that.
Oh, my God.
Either cry or say, I will be crazy from now on. Or start a fight. Do something for production.
You know, these girls are just so, like, so adamant about what they're giving the producers. You know, they don't want to be portrayed a certain way, so they'd rather shut down than give them anything that could possibly make them look bad. And that's such a disservice. Honestly, just be yourself. Like, I agree. I wish she would have cried or something. Not like in a weird way, but like, you know, like show us something. Give us something. Where's the passion, honey?
Yeah, Diva. So we're at the lip sync, single ladies. Hard song, I would say, to lip sync.
Yes. To. And I mean, Selena was giving a straight music video choreo, which I was living for.
I was living, but isn't that a gamble? Because sometimes they hate that. Sometimes they hate when you give the music video.
That's true. She really did give straight up music video the whole time. It wasn't just like a little interjection, you know?
Right.
I mean, she did it, but she did put her Selena's titty stank on it though. I think Selena was a clear winner on this lip sync. Like there is no like if, ands, or buts about it. And
my eyes kept going to her for sure.
Yeah. Malaysia. At least Malaysia looked beautiful. I always like if you're going to go out, at least go out looking gorgeous. And this hair is gorgeous, you know.
Yeah.
She's still a rude girl.
I even heard some people saying like send them both home, which I don't necessarily agree with, but I'm going to give some space to someone who felt that way.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen Selena perform live and I guess frustrating is a word because I mean, she's doing well enough, but as someone who's seen her burn a building down, it is interesting and maybe even it is frustrating that like maybe I haven't seen that perfectly translate to the show of Drag Race, but I guess Drag Race is its own beast.
Yeah, I mean, she is very lovable, though. Like, I find myself just rooting for her so hard. So I'm just like, I don't think she's going to make it to, like, the top four or anything. But, like, yeah, she's just got such a good heart. And her confessionals are so good. She really gives great sound bites. So, like, I see why, like, the producers want to keep her around more. Like, I get why she's still here. I don't think it was a double elimination. I don't think that was the tea on this lip sync, but
yeah,
I'm glad she won.
I enjoy Selena. And again, if she's the lip sync assassin of the season, so be it.
Right.
So be it. I'll be excited to see if she has a breakthrough. I hope she slays the roast challenge.
I think she will. I think this is like her challenge to do really well on, honestly. She hasn't won anything yet. Like, fuck. Yeah.
alas, Malaysia goes home. Man, and this is everyone's going home this year. I think we're not it might be zero saves. It might be zero saves all the way up to the ending.
I could see that. Yeah. I mean, this is such a large cast. What was it? 16 girls to start with. I don't think we're getting any saves this season unless it's unavoidable. I don't really see it happening, but yeah.
Yeah, unless it's huge front runners in the lip sync, which is like, okay. Like, again, like I said, if it's Anitra Sasha, it's like, duh. If it's Mistress Sasha, duh.
Yeah.
Like, they'll save them both.
For sure. I mean, maybe I could see, like, when they get to the top, like, top five to top four, I could see them say, like, oh, no, I'm sorry, top four to top three, I could see them doing a double save just for, you know, they've been doing a lot of, like, top four finales, you know? So I could see them doing that.
Yeah, they did for top five last year.
Mm-hmm.
Malaysia goes home before Marsha. Huh.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Choices.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
Choices. I'm like just confused by the storytelling, but such is Drag Race. They keep us on our toes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tiger Lily, you're so fucking fun. I had such a good time with you here. Before we go, remind us where we can support you and It's Giving Fashion.
Yes, please tune in every Thursday to It's Giving Fashion. Listen to me and my bestie, Shea Coulee, talk all about pop culture, fashion, runways, and just have a silly old kiki. And you can follow me on all socials. I'm at Gimme Tiger Lily. And yeah, come get your cards read.
Come get your damn cards read. You are fucking delightful. I feel like I've known you for years. Like I said, we were friends as children. I don't know what that means, but we were friends as children.
I could see it. I feel that. Yes.
And I'll plug a reminder that y'all can snag some of the last tickets to my drag show. I do a show called Bad Drag Race, which is a celebration of crunchy comedic drag here in LA. I host it with.
Oh my God. I want to go.
It's fucking fun. We do it at the Dynasty Typewriter. There'll be tickets in this pod description. I host it with Oscar Montoya and Nicole Byer. So it is unbelievable fun. Come watch the stupidity that unfolds on stage.
Oh, I need to book my ticket out to LA. That sounds like so much fun.
Well, when you come, if you're around, let me know. And I'll, of course, comp your ass. Come to the show.
Cute.
Follow us at Drag Her Podcast. Give us 5 stars on the Apple Podcast review. Girl, it keeps the lights on.
That is the tea.
That is the tea. And go do the same for It's Giving Fashion.
Yes.
Like this review from Kevu Papu. It says, 5 stars, best Drag Race podcast. It is insane how nobody, I mean nobody else, has made a podcast recapping this iconic show. Not even the contestants on it. Oh, well, it's still great, and I appreciate the craft as a fellow podcaster that I'd love to collab with. I agree. Isn't that weird, Tiger Lily?
Yeah.
Distracting, even. All right. Till next time, my dear. Let the music play. Great.
Was a HeadGum original.